With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
Rise and shine.
Chip just, we were supposed to record this morning, and Chip texts me and says, oh my God, I slept through 2 alarms. And I said, how the fuck do you do that?
I think I didn't realize that if your ringer is down low, that your alarm, you don't hear it.
If the volume is down on your phone, the volume's down on your phone.
That's a glitch. Your alarm should always work.
I mean, it works, but it's just really quiet.
Yeah.
I've never slept through alarm.
Wanna try that one again?
I need to sleep. That's what needs to happen.
Right?
I have never slept through an alarm in my entire life. Really? Knock on wood. Now I'm going to jinx myself.
That's amazing.
The flight or something. Yeah. Well, it's amazing, but it's also because I'm not a very good sleeper. And so when I know I have to be up, or if I hear the slightest change in sound in a room, I wake up. So
you sleep with a noise machine, right?
Well, that's why, because I need to have like consistent sounds.
Right.
But you, on the other hand, are quite the sleeper.
I can sleep. I can sleep. I saw a lot of logs while I'm doing it.
Yeah, saw a lot of logs. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird because I was going to get up at 6:30 and go to the gym this morning. And
whoopsie.
Oops.
Yeah, well, this is going to be interesting because you're halfway awake because you just woke up. I'm halfway awake because I've been wrapping that show I've been working on with Garth Brooks, and we have been like massively shooting. You know, like the last week of filming is like they try to get everything in, or they've already gone into the edit and they're doing like pickup scenes is what we call them. So they have to go back and explain what was happening in certain scenes, you know? And so it's just a week of all of that because this is the last week. And so cramming in, and all of the time is spent at a bar. And so I'm like,
I got to tell you, Kelly kept a really fucking good secret. I knew that you were working with Garth, but I had no idea what the project was.
Oh, you didn't? I didn't even tell you.
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had to sign an NDA. And so I think I just got it like wired in my brain not to talk about, you know, like it was sort of just whatever. And then once
I just assumed he was busy because, you know, he's Garth, like always
he
doing something.
Yeah.
Which, so I figured you were just doing normal old shit for him, but.
Well, I do that.
No
too.
Idea. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. And like last night, they opened the bar for like a friends. And so, okay, for any listener who doesn't know, sorry, I'm acting like everyone knows exactly what's happening in my life all the time. So, I do hair and makeup and styling as a job, and I started working with Garth Brooks, and we've been filming a show about the development of his bar downtown Nashville, like on Broadway. Now, a lot of the artists are starting to open their own bars, and I think people have this assumption that the artist just puts their name on it and, you know, goes or whatever. And it's interesting because both of my clients that have bars downtown, which is Dierks Bentley and Garth Brooks now, have been a little more hands-on in the process than I think some of the artists were.
Yeah.
And like Garth goes to another level. Like Garth is like picking out the tile. He's picking out the faucet in the bathroom on the third floor. Like he is
down. How does he have the time?
He doesn't.
It's wild.
I am like, you are the biggest. He's a machine. I mean, it is like, it's been a next level experience for me in a lot of ways. Like one, just someone in that caliber of like famous, you know, you never really know what to expect. Like, because once you get to that level of success or fame or money or whatever you want to say, like there's no way it can't impact your lifestyle, right? Like,
right.
Garth Brooks can't go anywhere and just be like chill at the dollar store down the street. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like, it's like kind of like this next level kind of situation. And it's been so refreshing because both he and Trisha Yearwood, his wife, are just literally the most genuine, kind, down to earth humans that I've been around in a long time. Also, just like they have the most gratitude, like positive attitudes, to the point where you're like, are you guys fucking real? Like, how are y'all? Do y'all have bad days? Like, they're just so kind. And that in and of itself has been such an amazing experience for me. But then on the flip side, getting to work on this specific show with him and seeing what I was just explaining, like how hands-on he is in the process, and then like how he goes in the interview and he's explaining what's happening even. He is such a pro and so visionary and so like business-minded in this way that I've never experienced. Like you were talking about one of our friends the other day, and you're like, it's a masterclass of communication getting to watch her deal with something. It's like that for me with Garth. Like I'm sitting there taking notes while he does interviews of things that he says about business because it's so smart. Like he is Garth Brooks for a reason. It's not just because he like is a good entertainer and can get up on a stage. Like he busts his ass. He's super smart. He's super hands-on. And with this specific project, like I think in another life, he could be an architect or something. Like he builds their own houses. Like he's very, like I said, visionary with that. So the whole experience has been insane. This is the last week of filming though. The show goes out on Amazon Prime March 7th. Shameless plug. If you guys want
to
watch
it. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, it's called Friends in Low Places. It's all about the dive bar downtown, and Garth and Trisha are all up in it. It's been a blast. I'm sad it's over, but I'm looking forward to sleeping. So
There you go.
But we wanted to come in this week. It was actually funny because Chip and I are debating on all the, you know, the new topic. It's a new month. Obviously, it's March. And last month in February, we talked about dating and sex and like what America was getting wrong or just kind of missing because it was the month of love. And that wrapped up in February, obviously, or so we thought. And then Chip was like, I don't know. I think we got to do another episode because so much weird shit is happening.
Yeah.
So we want to start a little bit with your experience just to pivot a little bit from our day-to-day life into like, this is maybe our, is it called the spotlight? What, the nightlife? I don't know. What?
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm trying to say.
He's I don't like, know I'm what you're asleep. Trying to say.
We need to set my other alarm to go off.
Well,
take it away, okay, Chip. So, what happened to you?
Kelly doesn't know the story yet, so
no,
she's
I'm hearing
she's
it
hearing
as you
it
guys
real
hearing.
Time, just like you guys. So this past weekend, I traveled for work, and I was in Phoenix first, mm-hmm. and then I went to San Diego. And you know, as one does when they're traveling, they get on the apps to see if there's any fresh meat in town. And I matched with this person who, like,
what
right
app
off
are
the bat.
You on? I need to go back. Are you on Bumble because it has like the travel mode or whatever?
Well, when you're there, it's all geolocation. So,
oh, fair. Okay.
Yeah. But I can't.
Well, did
remember.
You want to tell the listeners what apps you're on in case anyone wants?
Yeah.
To
yeah. I'm on Grindr, Scruff, and Tinder.
Okay. Grindr and Scruff are the gay community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't, I think I met this one on Scruff. I can't remember. But his, you know, he just kind of from the jump seemed too good to be true. And okay. It's always a red flag. But then you're like, wait a minute, like maybe he is true. So I went with it and like chatted with him. And I was even like posing questions to see if I could catch him in some sort of lie.
And if you had this instinct, like,
but he was also okay. It was funny because I have a coworker named Corey. Corey was there and I was keeping Corey abreast of the whole thing. He's like, I love watching this play out. And, you know, like there was a weird sort of language barrier, but it said in his profile that he spoke German. And some other language that I'd never heard of that I had to Google, and it was an African language, which I was like, okay, you know, a lot of times when people are like trying to get you to do a scam, they're from African nations. So I was like, okay, there's a little red flag there. And I was like, are you German? And he was like, I am, I'm from Munich. And everything I asked, he had like a proper answer for. It was like very well thought out. But the other red flag was he said he talked about cryptocurrency, which a couple of other people that I was chatting with brought up reading books about cryptocurrency. And I was like, this guy is going to try and get me to invest. Like he told me this. He told me that his cousin went to Harvard and studied finance and is really deep into cryptocurrency. And this helped him get, you know, out of some personal debt that he had acquired when he tried to be entrepreneurial right before the pandemic, but he never asked me for money or anything like that. But I would say things like, yeah, I don't really trust the crypto market. Like I'm, you know, cause I was like, I don't want him to take me down that path.
Sure.
And I straight up said like, are you for real? Like you seem too good to be true. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, tell me something that you would be scared to tell anyone else. He's like, I don't understand what that question means. I was like, be vulnerable. And he did it. And so then I was vulnerable with him about something. And then the next morning I like wake up to a photo from him and he's like, good morning, Chip. And it's like,
real photo or like a dick pic?
A real photo. There was never any like dick pics.
You saw his face.
Well, I mean, I was like, we should FaceTime. And he's like, my accent is still really thick. My friends make fun of me. Like, you know, so he was like hesitant to FaceTime. So no, I mean, there were plenty of face pics. Like he was like, here's a pic of me and my mom.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Anyway, so my curiosity got the best of me and I finally was like, I'm going to Google image search. And I found two of the photos just on random websites. So I knew he was fake. But like, I mean, this is like 3 days into chatting. Like
he was investing.
he was investing in me. And I was investing back in him. And he also offered to come visit this weekend. He was like, I'll come to Nashville. I come there often for work. I always stay at the Hutton Hotel. I love the renovations. Like,
what? This, all the details.
There were so many details that made me believe that it might be true.
Okay.
But my instinct was telling me I'm getting catfished. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird. But I was like, if I'm not getting catfished, this guy is so hot and kind. And like, he had lived in New York and he had just moved to Mesa. He was an architect and he was working for an architecture firm. Oh, he also had, his name was, there were like weird, Claude was his actual name. And that's what it said on his, you know,
very
profile.
German.
Claude. And which is funny because my mother's name is Claudia and we call her Claude.
Mm.
Okay. But he was like, but all of my friends call me Jack. So you can, I was like, well, do you want me to call you Claude or Jack? He goes, call me Jack. Which was, my grandmother's name was Elsie Jackson Bull, and all of her friends called her Jack.
So you're like, the universe is sending me
signs. I was like, this is all these weird signs.
Yeah.
And so I just went with it because I was like, the worst that is going to happen to me is I'll waste time. Like, I'm smart enough to know, like, when this turns to a real catfish situation, I'm out, you know, because I'm already expecting it to. But he'd offered to come visit and I was like, well, I'm not going to be in town. I'm going to be in the Bahamas. It's like, oh, I'll come stay in the Bahamas too. And I was like, well, I'm not going to exactly be in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on a boat this weekend. So, you know, it just was like, there were a lot of things that made it feel really real. And, so ultimately I found the pictures. I called him out. I was like, I thought it was odd that I found your picture from a website in 2013 and he just never responded. I kept trying to like FaceTime him and he wouldn't answer just because now I kind of want to torture him. I was like, maybe I'll set alarms for really weird times of the night and just like blow his phone up. But I have no idea where he is in terms of time zones. And he also could just be like in a, you know, a, I don't know how these like catfishing crimes syndicates work. Like there could be, they could use a program that.
Like he's not even a real person.
Yeah. So
you think ultimately he was trying to get money from you?
Yeah, I think that's always the goal. Like he was probably going to tell me like how he could, he was probably going to send me like some sort of like spreadsheet to show me how quickly he can make money on and get me to invest in something. And then he would just disappear. So I think like, that's really what happens. Which
remember
is
when I got scammed not that long ago?
Yeah,
like what is happening in our world?
I mean, it's what's wild to me is what is the end game? You know, it's
money.
It has to always be about money. But like he invested 3 full days in me for not a cent.
Right.
You know, and I just like, how much money can you make doing it? I guess if you
he needs
are,
to work on his time management, honestly.
Right, seriously. He should have gotten right to it with the crypto.
Right.
You know,
yeah, but like, you can't because then people are suspicious.
Right. Right.
So you but have feel, to
but
really
I feel
invest.
Like people, I feel like people are the ones who end up falling for it. And maybe this is a generalization because there was a story a couple weeks ago about some like financial guru who got scammed because I forget it was like AT&T. She believed that like AT&T had called her. And
well, it's probably like what they did to me. Remember that there was a whole episode we did where I got called and they were pretending to be cops and telling me they had my signature about the subpoena I had for court about a fraud with my PPP loans. And I missed my court date. And so now I was in severe shit. And I was freaking out, drove all the way downtown to the police station to turn myself in, basically. And then they try to get money out of me. And I was like, wait a second. But it was a 3-hour ordeal for sure. I had my lawyer involved. It was like,
it's so wild.
But I'm glad
the fact that they even knew that you had a PPP loan. You know what I mean?
It's but like, that's all public knowledge. See, I didn't know that either. But they can even, because they know like the date you got it, the amount. Our government kind of fucked up with that because that information being public is not good. But yeah, so that's crazy that it's interesting to me that you said your instincts. Like, it's funny that we try to convince ourselves to do something different than what our body is telling us. You know, we're like, but maybe I should still give it a chance. Like, your body just knows before your mind, before your intuition, before whatever. And somehow I do this all the time. Like I try to talk myself into believing whatever my body is like, no, to
100%. That's why I told Corey about it, because I was like, it's actually kind of funny that I'm leaning into it. And I felt like it would make me feel like less of a fool when I finally learned that I was right by having admitted to the fact that I thought I was getting scammed.
I mean, you're double Scorpio. You're basically psychic. So you need to just start trusting yourself.
Right.
That's Scorpio energy. Wow. Oh, and you're Pisces. I mean, if you're not psychic, I don't know who is. Tap in, bitch.
Tap in.
I'm glad that you did not get catfished fully.
Fully,
so curious, like, how do they pick whose pictures they're going to send? You know, like, I mean,
I know this guy, like,
the hottest girl there is.
I kind of want to post the photos and be like, I need to find this man.
Who are you actually? Because you're
because he's so handsome. And like, if he's anywhere near the person that this person created, then I want to go on a date with this guy.
No chance he's single, you know?
Right.
Well,
I'll send
other...
you the photos later.
So we basically have people being catfished on one hand. And then on the other hand, you sent me this article about, which I'm sure everybody listening, unless you live under a rock, you've heard about this. But Tish Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's mom, just, I guess this wasn't actually just, this was about 6 months ago, got married to an actor from the show Prison Break.
Dominique
who had
Purcell.
Previously dated her daughter.
Not Miley.
Noah. Okay. I have so many red flags about this situation to begin with, but it's like, it's very difficult because obviously we're not in this situation. I always want to put this disclaimer on things because just because you read stuff in a freaking tabloid does not mean it's true. Trust me from life experience. They will lie about anything for a story. So I want to say we don't actually know fully what's going on here, but what the articles are saying, and just in the press in general, is that Noah Cyrus had like a fling. Like she maybe wasn't like dating
on again,
guy
off
full
again
on,
relationship.
Yeah, kind of friends with benefits is what I read. But so she's hooking up with this guy, Dominique Purcell. Is that his name? Purcell?
Yep. Purcell, yeah.
Number one, he's double her age. So
yeah,
like
she's 24, he's 54.
Right. Which, I mean, I know it works for some people. I'm not trying to be the girl that judges that. I just always sort of have like a little bit of a red flag situation when there's such an age gap, because ultimately you're just in different periods of your life, right? So it's like something always is a little like, okay, let me figure out what's happening here to begin with there. So he already went on my radar from dating her in general, just like that's a massive age gap. What's going on with you, buddy? Do you not want to grow up? Whatever. So then there's that piece of it. Well, then I don't know if there was actually crossover or what, but her Miley and Noah's mom starts dating Dominic.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so your daughter has already had sex with this person and she knew about it. And then she starts to date him. And then they got married.
They got married. Miley planned the wedding and didn't know about the love triangle.
Oh, what? See, I'm reading. This is where I'm saying you can't believe what you read in the press,
because
I've read such conflicting stories that Miley knew the whole time, but she did help to keep. Noah didn't even get to go to her mom's wedding. And there's like, now they're not even speaking and there's all this stuff. And I'm sure there's more to the story. And who knows if this is even true, but it's just sort of like, in what world is there a man that's worthy of breaking up your fucking family like that?
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids?
let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is my rant, I guess, about what's wrong with our dating society. And what I said to you was like, this is what's so sad, is that because there's this mentality of like men need to get their shit together or there's no good men out there, women are getting so desperate to find anyone that we're like accepting shit that is just completely unacceptable because we don't want to be alone.
Right.
And it's sad. I'm like, oh my God, Tish, what the fuck? There is no chance this guy is that great. There's just no chance because he would date a daughter and then marry a mother. Like something is wrong with this man, right?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah,
in
the blame sort of falls on him, you know?
That's like how I feel. I'm like, this guy seems like a loser. What is happening? But there is this mentality, and it's like, I've had to really talk myself out of it too. But I think that unfortunately, part of the patriarchy, this is totally my opinion, but I'm about to go on a rant, so stay with me. Part of the patriarchy issue is that women and women have had to evolve to like grow and like fight for our rights and find a voice in the workplace and fight for equal rights and all of that stuff. And men have just been able to like coast and do them and work and whatever. And then what's happened now is we have evolved past men, is what I think. And so I think men are behind. I don't think men suck. I don't think men are like all fucked up or there's no good men out there. I don't think that at all. But I do think women as a whole have seemingly evolved a little bit past where men have, because we've had to. And so now, like a lot of the situations I get in or that my friends are in, it's like, men are emotionally like less mature or not able to like balance as much as we are or whatever, and we can't work together, then women are going into their masculine energy way too much. And we're like, well, we don't need men. You know, it's like that kind of situation.
Right, right.
It's just like perpetual cycle that's happening. But like the number one issue is like that we're accepting fucking breadcrumbs as, you know, the end all be all. And then it's just like continuing the cycle, because men never have to grow. If you can fuck my daughter and I'm still going to marry you, then why would he ever get his shit together? Like, I just don't get it. I see like all my friends and I talking about these situations, and it's like, you're literally accepting the worst behavior. And then he does one tiny thing that's good, and we're like, oh my God, but look at that. And then he lets you down again. And it's just like, well, all men suck. And it's like, no, you are like not helping the situation because you're accepting this behavior as normal and continuing in the relationship. So what's ever going to change?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least he didn't try to sell her cryptocurrency, you know?
How do you know?
Yeah. Maybe she's so in debt now that she had to marry him. Like that's the story that's going to come out. It's like, they're all being catfished. Like, not even really Dominic Purcell.
Right. We're like, they're just using his likeness, his pictures. Yeah,
he's
I don't know.
Not as cute as he used to be either.
I just can't imagine. I'm like, he cannot, his dick cannot be that good. Okay. Like, I don't.
I mean, obviously it's like, I feel like in terms of pop culture and tabloids and stuff, like the Cyrus family is like ripe for it, you know, like, so sure. they're the ones whose names are really, you know, in the headlines. And it's more salacious to be like, mom marries daughter's boyfriend, you know? But like, I think if, I mean, obviously this isn't a crime, but I'm going to use the word crime. Like, if there's a crime being committed here, it's on his part, 100%. Because I have a really hard time believing that, like, Tish Cyrus is like, oh, how am I going to steal my daughter's boyfriend? Like, he was in her ear and building, you know, like, he probably met Tish through his relationship with Noah. And
that
then
is fucked up. Though. I know. You and hear then, what and you're then, saying?
I know. But look, there's also like, you could argue that if Noah is anything like her mom, there are qualities about them both that they share.
Gross.
And this I know. It's really gross. And I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just trying to like get in his head. Like, how do you do this? Like, how does this happen?
You're a sociopath.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Something is off. I think I hold Tish to blame a little bit as well.
Tish should have known better. He should have just been off limits. Like,
right.
You dated my fucking daughter. Like, exactly. I can do better than that.
And I mean, it's hard because we don't know the nature of their relationship. But if they've crossed physical lines as a mother, it's just weird. The whole thing is just really creepy and weird. And I guess she, to me, the reason I hold Tish like on the string, is that what you say? What?
She holds the responsibility.
Well, the reason I put her there, whatever you want to say, is because, I had a point. Where'd it go?
Well, she's a mom. She should be leading by example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know that that's the point that you were going to make.
That wasn't the point I was going to make. It's just sort of, there's a million fish. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Sorry, y'all. I mean, brain dead. But like, at what point do you think that a man coming in is more important than your relationship with your daughter?
That's a great point.
To me, yeah. I'm like that. I would never value any man above my family like that. Like, that's just not. And if there's a past, you would either need to discuss with Noah beforehand and be like, look, and we don't know that she didn't do that. I mean, that right. could have happened.
I read in one article that Noah was actually at the wedding and she wore a Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirt to the wedding, which
that's a rumor because I love that we're like, no, I read that that was when she was at a grocery store during the wedding weekend.
Got it.
And it was like a fuck you because she wanted to be photographed like that. Like she's picking her dad's side. They're apparently having falling outs with Billy Ray too. I don't even know what's happening over with the Cyrus clan. But I'm sure we're not getting the full story is all.
Totally. Yeah. It's, I mean, honestly, it's none of our business, but I just thought it was a really interesting, like sort of relationship thing that popped up and was part of pop culture. And I was like, maybe we should talk about this.
Well, it's just, it's the kind of goes in line with what we were talking about last month, which is just because we don't grow and like learn new things, or we don't teach how to have like relationship skills in early life, it is put on the parents. And if you're not getting that at home, you're just going to make all these decisions as an adult that are crazy and insane and like trying to get your needs met in whatever way you can. But most of the time, if we don't learn new tools as adults, we're just choosing what we would choose as like a child or an adolescent, right. or you know what I right. mean? And so
yeah.
that to me looks like what's playing out here is like Tish maybe got divorced is like, I don't know what her dating life has looked like. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy. I'm assuming he is very charming. I would go out on a limb and guess he's probably a narcissist. That's my guess. Is like he has this like charm, this way about him. And she fell for it. And it's you know, like kind of fucks up your brain. And you start making decisions based on needs in the moment versus like bigger picture things like, oh, right. I have a relationship with a daughter who also dated this guy. Like, doesn't right. seem like she's seeing clearly. You know what
no.
I mean?
No.
So anyway, that's all the things that are happening. We actually just wanted you guys' feedback on these situations. Like, has anything like this ever happened to you? Have you been catfished? Has your mom dated your boyfriend? Has she married him? If there's other stories like that, I don't know what to think about it. But yeah, or the kind of the rant that I went on, like, when are we as women going to rally together and start setting boundaries? Like, If all of us do it, it feels like, okay, then maybe things will change. But if one of us is doing it and the other ones aren't, then it's just like the bad behavior just continues. And I think it's time. We just need men to step up. That's what I say. That's what I really
step
say.
Step the fuck up. Yeah. I mean, look, if you're Dominic Purcell, like, there are plenty of women. There are plenty of fish in the sea. You know what I mean?
Why are you having to go after two Cyrus people?
Right.
Who's next? You know, what if
Miley,
Brandy, like, Miley, all of them?
Actually, he turns out gay and dates one of the sons.
Oh my God. Him and Billy Ray end up together after all this. That would be a twist. That's a reality show I'd watch. Though,
right. You know? Okay. Right.
We've taken a turn. Anyway, if you guys could call us, leave us a voicemail. I really want to know what you guys think about this. I'm going to put the link to our voicemail in the description of this podcast. Also, you can find it on my Instagram in the link in bio. My Instagram is at Velvet's Edge. You can also find it on Chip's Instagram, which is
Chip Dorsch, ChipDorsch.
And as you guys go into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye
and
now.
Wake up to your alarms. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.